Yachting Monthly, May 2010. By the time you read this, all fingers and toes crossed, we may have switched boats. All sorts of reasons, but it does look like a tearful farewell to the newly repainted and beautified Ayesha, and welcome to her new, albeit obviously used, sister of the seas. Mixed feelings, really. How will I get around in gales without a mizzenmast to cling to? It's been like a fantasy cabaret of overdressed pole dancing in that cockpit these past 9 years. But on the whole, it's a positive move towards the next grand project which the skipper seems to have up his fleecy sleeve. One innovation for us is that although it isn't much bigger, this boat has got a teeny-weeny cabin under a cockpit bench. You probably couldn't keep a veal calf in it legally, and standing up is out of the question, but nonetheless there it is, a cabin with an actual door which closes. And that's new. We've had bunks up the nose before, of course, and designers always refer to the forecastle as a forecabin, but we all know that's nonsense. A forecastle is a triangular space with bunks, which you end up sharing with spare boat hooks, folding windscoops, sail bags, a powerful aroma of muddy anchor chain, a patched cockpit cover, a certain amount of sinister pipework associated with the holding tank, and a few weird, often quite sharp, pieces of equipment brought at boat shows and never completely mastered. Nope. A forecastle is not what you might call private space. Not when, at any moment, a fellow crew member might crash down through the forehatch to do something which necessitates getting under your mattress, throwing your clothes into the heads, and losing your paperback in the chain locker. But the new boat's weenie cabin is aft and separate, and apart from the odd bit of wiring, it seems to have no other function than to house a human being. It is, therefore, the first taste of territory which we have ever had on a boat, or at least since the children's spacious quarter bunks with portholes on Grace O'Malley. No adult has ever had a personal citadel. There was a period, the single-handing mania, when the whole boat became Paul's territory and he used to look down at me sitting on a bunk reading in a striped top, with the puzzled air of somebody wondering why he left the spinnaker bag out in the saloon. But that wore off and we returned to the normal cruising status where everyone lives everywhere. There are, of course, little pockets of temporary territory on a boat. This column has mused before on the psychological importance of the chart table as sacred space, but we all know what happens to chart tables when it's getting towards supper time or the children fancy a bit of crayoning. On some boats, the galley is territorially ruled by the cook, but still there's a certain amount of give and take and random nocturnal toast-making. But this tiny cabin is quite different. You could go in there, you could shut the door, you could even slam it. You could decorate it to your own taste with Meatloaf album covers or George Clooney posters covered in hearts and kisses. You could hide your favourite books in there and a stash of apricots in brandy and chocolate raisins. There's even a sweet little locker which could be Mummy's personal cocktail bar. You could, with a squeeze, invite a friend in for a private hoolie, ignoring the life of the saloon and cockpit. You could have an iPod dock and a telly and a monogrammed black satin sheets and a faux leopard skin rug and a lot of pink glittery heart-shaped cushions to escape entirely from the manly ambiance of the saloon. Alternatively, you could be ultra-manly, escaping from your wife's fal-lals and flap-doodles and frilly curtains in the galley. You could upholster the bunk in dark, creased old leather and horsehair and line the walls with portraits of dead admirals and tiny half-models on panelling, like a miniature Royal Thames Yacht Club. Or you could hire a minimalist interior decorator and contemplate elephant dung and tinfoil collages while you lie on a white futon on the cabin sole, drinking lemongrass vodka and listening to cutting-edge atonal compositions on your noise-cancelling headphones while your uncultured crewmates sing Spanish ladies off-key over their tinned lager in the saloon. You see, endless scope for self-expression, no sailbags or boat hooks. We have not yet decided who is going to hold sway over this miniature kingdom. Watch this space.